Paris, Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump has decided to withdraw the United States from the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. The decision, announced by the White House, echoes a similar move from Trump's first term that was reversed by President Joe Biden in 2023. The latest withdrawal from the Paris-based agency will officially take effect at the end of next year, aligning with Trump's broader America First foreign policy that emphasizes skepticism toward multilateral organizations, including the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, and NATO. White House spokeswoman Anna Kelly defended the move, stating that UNESCO supports woke, divisive cultural and social causes that are out of step with the common sense policies that Americans voted for. The U.S. State Department further criticized the agency, accusing it of promoting a globalist, ideological agenda for international development incompatible with U.S. priorities. It specifically condemned UNESCO's 2011 decision to admit Palestine as a full member, calling it highly problematic and a contributor to anti-Israel rhetoric. UNESCO Director General Audrey Azoulay said that UNESCO has prepared for it, emphasizing that the agency had diversified its funding sources and now relies on the United States for only about 8% of its budget. French President Emmanuel Macron reaffirmed France's unwavering support for UNESCO, calling it the universal protector of world heritage. The United States has had a troubled relationship with UNESCO for decades. A founding member in 1945, it first exited in 1984 under President Ronald Reagan over alleged financial mismanagement and perceived anti-American bias. The U.S. rejoined in 2003 under President George W. Bush, citing reforms, but halted funding again in 2011 under President Barack Obama following UNESCO's decision to grant Palestine full membership. Trump first announced a U.S. withdrawal from UNESCO in 2017, citing similar concerns. At the time, Washington owed $542 million in unpaid dues. President Biden rejoined the agency in 2023, calling it an important platform for global cooperation. UNESCO is globally recognized for its designation of World Heritage Sites. The United States currently has 26 sites on the list, including the Grand Canyon and the Statue of Liberty.